This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
I'm going to have some really good news, people, especially for you lesbians out there. And you want to know why? What is the ultimate favourite show, according to what I can gather, for the lesbian community?
Well, it's not Queer as Folk.
That's a generally popular one.
But
that was the homos.
Yeah, well, it was all everything.
Well, they did have the lesbian couple in there as well.
They were.
They had some torrid times.
Well, they did. They did. And they were. So they were. The Queer as Folk really.
That was the first time I ever heard of lesbian bed death.
So it was educational.
It was.
There was a lot more LBD in this show that we're talking about.
So what was it, Chris?
The L word.
The L word. Now, for anybody who's lived under a rock, like Tristan, who had not heard of this show, ran back in 2004 to 2009, and let's be honest, I'm pretty sure it's still playing on DVD players around the world. But
yes.
And people were mourning when it finished. But I have good news. Possibly.
Good news.
Possibly good news. Mm. The executive producer of this show, I think I'm pronouncing it's Eileen Chaiken. Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
We'll have to get Ginny on to ask. I'm pretty sure she interviewed her.
Oh, she did. She interviewed like just about all of them.
Yeah.
Tweeted, apparently, without prompting or anything, just said, "So excited. Can't wait." That was all she
that
tweeted.
That was it.
No.
And that was enough to set the lesbians off.
She included the Twitter handles of all the stars of the original show. And then some of the original stars joined in.
Oh.
I know, they joined in. And who do we have? Now, this probably means a lot more to people who've actually seen the show. So Kate, I'm going to say Moaning, but that's probably not correct how you pronounce her name, who played Shane
McCutcheon. Did you look up a second source on this information?
No, it's actually Monique. Monique, I think. There's no N there. Said, "Can't wait to be with my gals again."
So they're doing a Will and Grace,
and
the
then
L word, basically.
Sarah Shahi, who played Carmen de la Pica Morales.
Yes.
Said, "Me too. It's been way too long." See, now you can see where we're going here.
Yeah.
Got the fans just a little bit excited. Just a little bit. Then they went back and Kate Moaneg, she poured a bit of cold water on it and said, but not really cold water, more like boiling hot water, and said, "As far as I know, it's not a reboot." She added, "For reunion inquiries, direct those to Showtime, which is the network that showed it." So no reboot, which is actually probably good for the real fans, because that means...
Or are they just starting a campaign
to get the reunion going, because they're all unemployed?
Because maybe the network hasn't actually made a decision. And maybe the writers actually put a script up and the network rejected it. So now they're doing the whole crowd pressure thing.
Get it going.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the way is, it's looking like, more likely than not, that there will be a reunion with the original cast members, not a reboot with fresh cast members, a reunion. So, yes, you're quite right. A la Will and Grace.
A la Will and Grace. There you go.
Which we still don't know if anybody's showing it out here.
Don't we?
Nobody's announced that they've got it yet.
Oh. Wasn't it just on Channel 9?
Well, the original episodes, I can't remember who had them. Mm. The repeats are all on Foxtel.
Yeah.
So we don't know. And these days, who knows? It could go anywhere.
Could go to Amazon.
No, we don't want that because nobody's got that.
Oh, I know.
So if anybody knows, let us know. 0427 Joy 949.
But more importantly, of course, it's Kylie Minogue. This Wheel's on Fire. Who is? It's her birthday on Sunday.
A big happy birthday for whatever number it is, but we don't discuss such things in regard to Kylie.
Happy birthday, Kylie.
Not all of her is that old anyway.
Right. Well, there's...
She's pretty natural these days.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot more Danny that's...
Yeah.
I mean, Danny's younger anyway, but...
Yeah, but... And then, you know. But apart from that, anyway.
Happy birthday
for the weekend.
Kylie. I hope you have a great weekend.
Enjoy yourself now that you're a single girl.
I think it's the right thing to be for you, Kylie.
Yeah, well, she only dates take some bastards, advice. So.
Yes. Now.
Speaking of single women, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Jennifer Saunders. I knew it, I'd remember it.
Tick, 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 ding.
Who are we talking about?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, normally I would recommend having a spew bag ready prior to me talking about Gwyneth Paltrow. In fact, get one ready. Gwyneth Paltrow, famous for her ridiculous website, which for some reason is ridiculously popular, the Goop website, where she talks about, you know, really expensive things for snobs. You know, and let's not forget, she was also one of the very few people who was dumped from the last Avengers movie or Captain America movie, where she was merely referred to by name and then forgotten.
Yes.
As it should be. But she is planning on a big, big comeback to television.
Oh.
She wants to be...
Is she ever on television?
No, not really.
No.
I think she's like guest starred and, you know, that sort of thing. But she wants to be the new Oprah.
Really?
That's right. She's pimping a talk show based around her snobby website. To all the networks over in the US of A. And funnily enough, the networks are thinking about it and seriously considering it.
Really?
But you want to know what their real problem with it is? She wants full and complete editorial control, as she said, like Oprah had. And the networks don't like that. They've already said, no. Because let's be honest...
You asked for it.
I didn't have my bag ready. You made a mess. But anyway, if you're lucky, or unlucky as the case may be, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop show may well be coming up maybe next year. And I will promise not to watch it. I'm very kind of excited about this sort of rumour one that started up, which I hope turns out to be true. The fabulous Cher... Who's still performing and still absolutely brilliant and still mad as a cut snake on Twitter. I love her tweets. When you can work out what she's actually talking about, they are brilliant.
Right.
But she did send out an extra tweet this week.
No.
And it was one of those ones where there was no question about, you know, it wasn't one of her, you know, Trump's a bastard ones or those sort of ones, which I think that's what she's saying. She actually just said that she'd really like to tour Australia in 2018.
No.
And now, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't be just tweeting, you know, randomly saying, oh, I'd really like to come down there.
Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. Heard that, didn't you? Words are like weapons. She knows about that on Twitter.
And her words are searing, searing weapons. So anyway, hopefully those words come to fruition and share tours down under next year.
When was the last time she was here?
Honestly, I don't remember. If anyone remembers, let us know.
I think it was when this came out.
Yeah, it must have been a long time ago. I will push Tristan out of the way to get tickets to that.
Really? I'll just come buy them.
Well, that as well. So I'm so hoping that's true.
Can Joy give away them?
Well, we'll have to talk to the sales department about that.
Oh, if we are, I'm putting my hand up and secretly taking them. But don't worry. And I will say, speaking of that song.
Yeah.
She wore a very similar outfit at the Billboard Awards.
No.
Like, was it last week? She looks good still.
It's 20-odd years later.
I know. I say, you go, girl, at 71.
She's 71.
She's 71.
Oh, my God.
It is amazing. Her surgeon is brilliant. So hopefully that's true. But.
Hopefully.
If you see, thinking of revivals again, one that is true. Peter Andre.
Peter
Andre. I know. We all
the
thought he was
with
dead.
The abs. Oh, my God.
I don't know if he's still got them.
I don't care. Although I think the press release said his abs are coming.
Separately or with him?
With him.
Oh, they're still attached.
They're still attached.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, he does own a share in a gym, as far as I know, as well.
Well, there you go. He's got to advertise the product.
So he is.
He's always advertised the product.
I know. He is the product. He is touring. He will be on at the Forum November 25. Tickets are on sale the 1st of June.
A lovely and intimate venue.
I know. I love the Forum. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're redoing it a bit at the moment too. There's a bit of scaffolding and stuff around, so hopefully they're preventing it from falling down. Special guests reformed CDB.
They are, yes, with Andrew De Silva out front.
One person who won't be there is Katie Price. I'm pretty sure they're still hating each other.
No. Jordan / Katie Price probably won't be coming out.
Oh, my God. A Jordan, Katie Price, Peter Andre duet.
No.
That would be fabulous.
I'm not.
They can do Free to Love again.
She was very nasty to Peter in the divorce. He got treated like really bad.
Divorces so, can go that
yes,
way.
They can. But I am looking forward to Peter as well.
Funnily enough, I think we might book some tickets
so
for that one.
No promises as yet, but I can tell you I have got a team of people, well, my team of people, working on us getting an interview with Peter.
Your people talking to his people?
Absolutely. So if at all possible, we will have Peter in the studio or at least on the phone having a chat before this.
But I am excited. I will go and see. We are going to go see him. And I really, 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 really hope Cher tours as well.
What's your favourite Peter Andre song?
Get down on it.
Good lucky, hey.
To Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who. Now, as you know, what's his name? Who is playing the Doctor at the moment?
Peter Capaldi.
That's it. He's leaving at the end of this season. So we're going to have a Doctor regeneration at the end of this season into unknown person who we do not know of as yet. If anybody knows who they've chosen, please let us know. The scoop would be brilliant. But there's another character that's going to that's going to go through a change at some point as well.
Really?
Missy. Oh. Otherwise known as the Master in previous incarnations.
The female version of the Master.
What's Michelle Gomez has announced that she is also leaving this season. Oh. She said
she was only a part character. But
well, yes, but the Master / Missy
can come back.
Oh, yeah, she'll come back. She's leaving, though. As she said, my pals are going, so I'm going. Everybody's leaving, so I'm going too. I mean, what would I do without Peter and Stephen? Who would I be?
Wasn't she Missy before Peter Capaldi came along? Wasn't she with Matt Smith?
Now I'm trying to think back.
Yeah,
I think she was. She came in with him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but obviously.
And so it would have been at the feet.
She likes Peter better.
She's one of the few.
She said, nah, it's done now. It's over. It's the end of a chapter. So I don't think she's coming back. So I think they're going to have to regenerate the Master / Missy
well. They're still talking about the fact that the previous generation of the Master, that his face keeps popping up in the, snippets of
previews
and stuff.
They might be having a throwback regeneration.
Timey-wimey rewind or
something. Yes, with the previous Master who complained bitterly after he played that character that he was typecast forever and couldn't get another job. Oh, then what's he do?
He wants to come back. Well, he needed the work.
So anyway, if anybody knows who is going to be playing the Master / Missy after this as well, please let us know. 0427JOY949.
There's a bit of a furor around
favourite local bigot, Margaret Court.
Well, she's not local. She lives in Perth, thankfully.
Well, she's local.
Which means now that she's not flying Qantas, pretty much we never have to see her. So,
Chris,
yeah,
the power of the Lord will transport her, all right?
The power of the Lord and her church, of her and one other.
You know,
she made the church up because no other church had ever.
She'll just walk out the door, slap herself in the head and go, the power of Christ compels you to travel.
Supermarket. But there's been a lot of stuff on social media today, which at the end of it is while she's really annoying and painful and a pain in the backside and just
although I will say I did like Joel.
And let's face it, not just a bigot, just stupid.
Yeah, she's just a nasty, bitter old woman who's obviously looking for some new recruits for her branch of the, what are those awful ones over in America?
Oh, the God hates
the Westboro Baptist Church. She's probably turning into a local chapter of them. But I do have to say, I did like Joel Creasy's tweet after hers.
Well, this has come about because we actually got a message in from Les.
Yes.
Who wanted to know whether they could rename Margaret Court Arena to the Equality Arena because it has a nice ring to it. I think it does have a nice ring to it. Like that, but they won't because they'll always name it after a tennis champion.
Now, they've already said, I don't think they're going to rename it.
No.
But I will say, they could, I have finished, didn't tell everybody what
Joel
Creasy, who he actually pointed out that he did get a wristy in Margaret Court Arena. And he finished it off with, from a dude. So I thought he won that.
He won.
That one. Yeah. All right.
There's been a lot of great suggestions on social media today.
I know, but a lot of people have been saying, Martina never had a load of her. But
no,
I think you'll find it would have to be an Australian. Yeah. So I think it could only be...
Well, there were some funny ones, though. Because a lot of people said, yes, like, that it should be named after a musician, a great Australian musician, because there's a lot of concerts at Market Court Arena.
The best one of those was Tina Arena. Yeah.
Or the Minogue Megadrome.
See? These things just write themselves.
I do like the Minogue Megadome. I think that's cool.
See? They could do any of these.
I thought Sporting Heroes, so maybe Matthew Mitchum Arena, and that would really shove it up her, given that he's out and proud.
So to speak.
Yeah, yeah. But he's a diving champion. Not
yeah,
a
they don't
champion.
Do a lot of diving at the so-called Margaret Court Arena.
Although Joel dived for a bit.
Look, who knows? But I'm pretty sure her name is stuck there for some time.
Yes, but what was your suggestion that fit the criteria?
No, I think there's only, if you were going to go with a female tennis player, the only one you could choose is I'll say her name again, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley.
So the Goolagong-Cawley arena would be pretty cool.
Like, let's be honest, it's a very long name for the arena.
Yeah, but...
And we could just shorten it to the Yvonne.
Pretty good, because not only is she a champion, she's also Indigenous. It's a great representation.
And she's a lovely person.
She is.
See? So... Dump Margaret.
Yeah. I think we all have.
Like Joel would have.
Although Qantas should have waited until she was on a plane and then perhaps said, actually, no.
No, no. See, they just put her on that same list as the pie man. She walks up to board and they go, I'm sorry, Margaret. Piss off.
Yeah. You and the pie man can...
Here's your dollars. Get stuffed.
gotta love a little naming controversy on a Friday.
Star Wars. Yes. Now I've got to look forward. Yes, that one. I've got to look forward and we're also going to look back just for a little quick, rehash.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, let's look forward. And as you know, the next Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi...
Yes.
Is coming. That will be...
End of this year?
Yeah, December 15. Mm. So I assume that's its US... Where I assume we'll get it on basically the same day or somewhere around it. Now, as we know, this one is the sad, sad last appearance ever of Carrie Fisher.
Or Princess Leia.
Either
way.
I know. It is actually really... Like, it's the end of a very, very long era. You know, she was one of the stars of... Like, let's be honest, the movie of our childhood.
Mm.
And she's been with us the whole time.
Absolutely.
Anyway, but she was talking about the movie, obviously, prior to her passing. And apparently she was absolutely loving being back as Princess Leia, as you would, because let's be honest, they look like the kind of movies that would be fun to make.
Mm.
And she actually said, she was talking to, I think, the producer or the director, and she actually looked at it and said, I had better be the front person for episode 9, which is the next movie. Because because Harrison Ford in the last one.
Everybody's had a story about them.
Yes.
Yes.
It was Harrison in the last one.
Yeah.
It was Hamill in this one because it's more about the Jedi side. And the plan was that the third one was going to be the Carrie Fisher / Princess Leia, movie.
Now I'm sad.
I know.
I'm really... that actually makes me really sad.
Because she was... And that was what they said. They said it would have been the Princess Leia, movie, effectively. So it's very sad. So they've actually had to go back and seriously rewrite what they were going to do. I don't think they had the script or anything yet. But they have to rewrite what they were going to do for episode 9. So it's really sad. Because they said she's not coming back as a CGI character, so that's out, which is probably for the best. So they had to redo it also. And anyway, it's a bit sad. But we do get to see her one last fabulous time.
I reckon she's going to be amazing.
Oh, she is. Well, she always is.
But
like in real life, she was amazing. And on the screen, brilliant. And as well, one thing that's coming up as well, there is a very special issue of Vanity Fair coming up. I'm going to promote it. That's right. It was a big Star Wars special.
Mm.
What's her name? Annie Leibovitz.
Yes.
Had done a huge spread with all of the stars of the new Star Wars season. So it had all of them in it. because they did all the photos around the time where they were filming,
right?
The Last Jedi.
Yep.
So of course it's got plenty of pictures of Carrie. She's the front cover of the upcoming Vanity Fair issue, which comes out on June 6th. I am going to look out for it. I'm going to get a copy of that. Must have. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be brilliant to read that and to see Carrie
one last time. In a magnificence, I'm sure.
I know. Bye-bye, Princess Leia. But I'm going to go back in time. Totally separate, but not really separate. Did you know? See, it's one of those segments. It's a did you know?
Did you know?
As you know, these days, Star Wars, the original one, is referred to as Star Wars Episode 4,
A New Hope.
Did you know? When Star Wars was first released in, was it 1977? It was not tagged that.
No, it wasn't.
That tag was not added till 1981.
I did know that.
So bloody George Lucas has been fiddling with these movies since 4 years after they first came
Aren't
out.
Aren't you glad he's not allowed to anymore?
Oh, gosh, thank God. I don't even know if you can even buy the original version anymore.
It would have been on VHS. It wasn't on DVD.
I have a VHS copy of it. I don't have a VHS player, but I have a VHS copy.
I think the VHS version is the original.
Well, the VHS version, I think, if I remember, had both on it.
Right.
And I had I'm pretty sure I've got a DVD where you have the choice. You can watch the digitally remastered
the
New
Hope
ones.
Version.
No.
It's not the movie version.
It's the 81 version.
Yes.
So I have to find out if I can get a proper HD version of the original and not the abominations that he did with all those movies.
The only people who would have that would be Disney.
Yeah, and they won't. They will put it out because there's money
day,
in it.
One day, as an extra on one of the other DVDs.
Because I have to see again. Han Solo has to shoot first. I hate it when Greedo shoots first. It's stupid.
Han Solo was a bastard.
I know. Greedo.
He was a murdering person.
Yeah, I know. Buddha, Solo. Mariah Carey, as you know, star of her very fabulous show all about herself. God, that show was awful. But her former husband, who she's hanging out with a little bit these days, you know, they share some children, has revealed that when the children were actually born, Mariah made him play her music as they were coming out of her hoo-ha.
Oh, God, this woman.
That's right. They had to come. They came out to Fantasy.
Oh.
And it was a remix. But in other Mariah.
Can I say, I got forced to put that song back on our playlist. Every time I hear it, I just hear those screaming, whining, pitchy vocals of hers and go, I don't know why people like this song.
Well. And as you know, now, as we saw in the final episode.
Leo isn't in Australia anymore. Anyway,
no, you can say, you can dump it. Cool. Mariah. As you know, in the last episode, I believe it was, she found her true love.
Yeah, Tanaka.
Well, as you also know, they broke up not long after.
They did.
Because apparently she wants James back.
No, he's not going to take her back.
Being with Brian Tanaka. See, that made her realise that she had something special with James.
The hot, sexy, young, sexually amazing Tanaka.
Poor.
Against the fat,
rich.
Old.
Rich.
Oh.
See, now, what was the major difference there?
Money.
That's right. And what does Mariah like?
Money.
Here endeth the lesson.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.